Reish Mem Hei Sevov. Im Ofo Eino Yehudim B'Sanur Shal Yisrael B'Shabbos Al Korchoi V'Notzol Yisrael Pas B'Shar HaTanur Oshel Yehonas B'Menu. So it's a Jewish oven, and they came in, you know, there's regular customers during the weekdays, and they came in and they started baking. He said, stop, and they said, no, and they pushed him away, and they baked over there. And they said, okay, but we'll pay you for it. So they gave him the bread, which is Schar Shabbos. So we said, you can't have an offer on Schar Shabbos. Okay. So after Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, im ofo enem Yehudim, ani bebach, so simon Mishnah Gimel, shekosu, the Ari shall offer by Rak b'Shabbos. Okay, afshe, bal kercha, offer by. So if all the ones they only use it, they're paying them now in the independently for Shabbos. So even though there's no avla done mitzad him and Amir Lakum, etc. He told them not to do it, etc. But the Isra's Chas Shabbos is not because you arranged or didn't arrange it. You cannot receive rental for a payment for using your item. In the Kabbalah says kikar noitos Chas Shabbos. Okay. If they baked during the week as well, and they had not paid him yet for the week, and they baked on Shabbos, and they gave him this payment, which is to conclude everything, to the Kabbal Meham Skar Shabbos Gam Kem Daflo. Find real locha, the Zemutter Afilim Lohoyah Afia Balkarchai. So now, matter of fact, even if that which they baked was not against the Jews' will, he allowed them to bake there, which was that was wrong. The goy is not baking for you, so it's not a mir la'akum in the sense of the goy is your shliach. He's not your shliach. He's baking for himself. So the al my what? There's a maris ayin because people don't know why he's baking. So there's a Marasai issue. So the Marasai doesn't make it also b'diyev. It's only problem is the Schar Shabbos. So you do it b'havlo. There's no Schar Shabbos problem. Samael of the Halacha says that b'diyev, in that situation, he could accept the payment.
So the Chacham is talking about payment with bread. Is the Mishnah Berurah talking about bread or money or both?
It wouldn't make a difference. It really wouldn't make a difference.
So you could take also bread that was baked in Shabbos if it's b'havlo?
Correct. Chavdal nusul pass lav dafka the who didn't nusul and Moses also the kabel mehem uvda hoye bepass. It's the reason why the Shulchan discusses the case of pass because this is actually a story which happened, which the Mordechai is talking about, and the story which happened was the vehicle of the payment was bread, but it's the bread is not really relevant one way or the other. Okay. Okay. Take a look at the bir alocha osher lehonus. Ayin b'de yesha shalom Mordechai shomer shom l'chad girsa. So the b'de yesha is a pirish on the Mordechai, and the b'de yesha in one version of the text the daf l'chad chila also lo l'kabel schar Shabbos al b'de yabed im kibel ein ha'anoa mize osur ayin shomer yosel. So this version feels that you're not allowed to collect schar Shabbos. But once you collected it, you're allowed to benefit from it. Well, listen, the Shulchan Aruch loy mashmakein. The Shulchan Aruch definitely is not understanding the Mordechai that way. The Megamri also yesh ksas litchoyz vein kam mokum laharach b'zayin tzarechin. So, as we've seen along the way, the Mishnah Berurah's assumption has been that the Isra Schar Shabbos again is not an action. It's you can't get the benefit from Schar Shabbos. So if they gave you the money already, he's not going to make it any more mutter. That seems to be the halachic assumption.
What do you mean?
Schar Shabbos is not the fact that you're charging for Shabbos. It's the problem is the fact that you can't benefit from a payment for something which was on Shabbos. So the issue is not the charging. The issue is the benefiting. So it was given as a matana. The guy says, I know I can't pay you. I'd like to give you a matana. Okay, so he gave it as a matana. So it wasn't Schar Shabbos, right? But if he's giving it as a payment, it's a payment. You can't benefit from that. Okay. Simon Reish Mem Vav.
Sorry, guys. It's only if something is also on Shabbos, but like if you hire somebody to work for you on things that are mutta on Shabbos.
No, so that's it. So that Shabbos is a problem, even if the action which being involved is an action which is mutta.
Oh, that's so a problem.
Laning, babysitting, you know.
All that's also as well.
Mashkiach, waiting. All of those are where you cannot get paid for just working a job. It's the way we arrange it. We tell the I'm paying the balkare for preparing before Shabbos and learning a Shabbos. So it's b'havlo. Telling the waiters they have to come before Shabbos and
so
set up.
You need the havlo thing.
Right, to make a mutter. There is actually a Beis Yosef which says that paying for a mitzvah makes it mutter. So he said he was talking about the Baal Tekiah. So the passion of Baal Tekiah is not a problem with paying the Baal Tekiah because he prepares beforehand. But if the guy's, he's an expert Baal Tekiah, doesn't prepare beforehand, he just comes there Rosh Hashanah morning and blows the shofar. The chazan doesn't prepare any of the gurum beforehand, he just gets up there and he davens. So you're paying him for not davening on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the hetayim is you pay him for the package which includes the Slichas night, you know. And you make a package.
He doesn't do Slichas.
But he doesn't do Slichas night, all he does is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So Beis Yosef says that there is a sheet that was held when it's done for mitzvah purposes, there's always a Shkar Shabbos. He comes out over there that it's not also to take it, but you're not going to be roasim and bracha from that money. So he suggests.
But when you have caterers that come in with frumah waiters, and they're you know, on a Shabbos kiddush or whatever.
So usually the arrangement.
They're working and they're getting paid on the Shabbos.
Right, but usually the correct way of doing it, the people who are knowledgeable, is that they have the waiters have some type of responsibility before Shabbos or after Shabbos.
Uh-huh. To do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the goy baked on Shabbos, but he also baked during the week. So the payment has to be considered only for what he did during the week, right? Because
Havlah is mutter. Again, the goy's not baking for you. There's no issue over here. The guy's baking for himself. It's not a mere lakum issue, right? Because a mere lakum is what a goy's doing something for you. At worst, there's a marasayin issue. People might think he's doing it for you. The marasayin doesn't answer b'diyeb. The only problem is the Schar Shabbos. He's paying for the rental of your the usage of your oven on Shabbos. So the only problem with your Schar Shabbos.
But how does Havlah technically accomplish? If he worked during the week, if he baked during the week too.
So then he won't. He says, economically, he's a lot of pay.
Because he's not paying you for Shabbos at all, right? This idea of Havlah, you're not getting.
No. Havlah is not that you're not paying for Shabbos.
No.
The fellow will you know, you're making up the arrangement for the payment was my oven is available to you for the week, and you know if you use it five times, whether you use it on Shabbos, whether you use it on Tuesdays and Thursdays and whatever, but you're paying for five times of usage. Okay, use it five times. Happy one was Shabbos. So you're not paying. I'm not charging you for Shabbos independently. I'm paying you for five usages. One of those usages was five was Shabbos. You didn't work on Shabbos. You only had four. I understand, but it's not you're not setting it up as a payment for Shabbos per se, because the same thing would have been true had it happened on a Tuesday. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, but you explained it. But let's say you know you made an arrangement. It's three times. It's $10 a time. So when he's paying you, so that's helpful. But when he's paying you, he's going. All right, he's laying out the tens: Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Is that invalidated?
That's a problem. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mutar lahashal lahaska Caleb lena Yehudi. I'll be sure oyster by Hamalacha Bashamas. Mimdesha ain't onu mitsubim al shviskis chelim. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here, because there's an opinion in the Gemara of Beishamai, where Beishamai says the same way our animals can't do work on Shabbos, our chelim can't do work on Shabbos. And the more asked according to Beishamai, so forget about the renting out to the goy, our animal can't work for us either. So how do you have your candle burning? How do you have your pot? You put up your pot before Shabbos and sitting the cholent. So your pot's doing lecha Shabbos according to Beishamai. And the more it says you're mafka your pot before Shabbos. You mafka your oil lamp before Shabbos. We don't pass like that. We hold it. That's not a problem. There's no answer of your item doing work on Shabbos. So
that can be a sincere. I mean, you need the pot. I mean, what does that mean?
Okay.
that's like, you know...
Haroma. Okay.
I mean, I don't need the pot, right?
Well...
Good luck with that.
We'll deal with that. Okay.
So now, I don't have to, because
we don't pass the Shabbos. Right, I understand. So when you learn the sugya in the shop is, so you'll have to figure out the pshat, you know. Okay, now, but... we pass the mitzvah, there's no problem with Shisa's Kalim. So the fact that my item is working on Shabbos is not a problem. So I'm not dealing with the payment for the, you know, we'll do Bahav Law. So I tell the guy, I have a car rental, you know, and we pay per day. Per day is based on the time that the hours that my car rental is open, or I do it by calendar day. Right, what's it called? 12:01 a.m. until 12 p.m. So Friday morning till including part of Shabbos. That's partially Shabbos, partially non Shabbos. Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. Again, it's partially Shabbos, partially non Shabbos. He's driving my car on Shabbos. The guy's driving my car all over the place. No problem. We don't have a problem with that. So I can rent it out. I can lend it out, even though the guy is doing malacha within on Shabbos. It's not a problem. Now, v'yesh arim kelim sh'osim behem malacha. The second opinion of it says, k'goy machreisha v'k'yotzebet, a keli which there's two types of ways you do malacha. You work with something. There's one where the person is doing a malacha with it. Okay. And there's one where the Shabbos is going to handle. What about a case where you're not doing it's happening in the mail? The pot which is cooking, the food is cooking. Nobody's cooking with the pot on Shabbos. I mean, theoretically, the goy could, you know, take the frying pan and put it on the fire on Shabbos. But what about if he puts it, the goy is making a stew. He likes Jewish stew, you know. So he put it up before. He didn't know any malacha with it on Shabbos. Right, so Mishabura discusses that case, but what we're coming lafuke is you're renting him something which is bechlal not malacha. You're renting. I have a costume rental. Right, I rent out a tuxedo rental. So he's having his big affair Friday night. Okay, but there's no malacha involved. Kamakresh v'yertzim zay also lahaskel any huli be'erev Shabbos. You cannot give it to him be'erev Shabbos. Why? See, even though Mikra, then you have no problem with the guy doing work with your thing, but if you give it to him right before Shabbos, it looks like you're telling him to go work with it on Shabbos. So I give him the car on Thursday. So I can give it to him on Thursday, but I give it to him like, you know, the closing time is 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and Shabbos is 5:30, and he's the last guy out driving out a car. So I basically said, hey, go take the car and work on Shabbos with it on Shabbos. So that you can't do. It looks like you're telling him to work on Shabbos. So that, but if you give him four, it's mutter. But then you have the Skar Shabbos issue. You have to set up a havlo. You have to set up a havlo. You're chiyaskel the chodesh or the shua. Now, ulahashuloi mutter fila be'er Shabbos. But this is that which we answer this new issue of Erev Shabbos. It looks like you're telling him what to do. So bishtam when the goy is paying for it and you're getting benefit out of it, so it looks like you're saying, listen, guy, I want you to work, that's why I get some money out of it. If you're just lending it to him, like, what do you care what he does with it? So how shall I mutter fill erev Shabbos? Fine, but so the first opinion says we don't have this whole gzeira. You can give it to the guy, you can rent it to the guy in erev Shabbos as well. Second opinion says you may not. We pass it like the Ramos is, we Ashkenazim pass it like the second opinion. But lending is mutter. Now, I'm allowed to lend but not to rent. What about if I lend it to him on the condition that when I need, he'll lend something back to me? So now, Lachar, it's not just a loan. It's sort of a rental. He's renting from me and paying me with when I need something. He'll give me his item to use. So even though we're calling it a loan and a loan, because I'm not charging him anything, but I'm making a condition which is a form of charging that I'm lending you this item on the understanding that down the road you'll give me something in return, a usage of your thing in return. Because it's still mutter. Marina Mechay Gavna Dahavi Kiskiris. We don't consider this case a halacha case of skiris in regards to this issue over here. Now, I just want to point out, in regards to cases of ribis, so a person says, I'm going to lend you money. I'm going to ask that you'll lend me money down the road. So I'm lending you $1,000. You give me back $1,000. And down the road, you lend me $500 when I need it. So I'm getting out of you $1,000 back, plus the benefit of $500 for 2 months. That's ribis. If I arrange to make this arrangement, it's ribis deraisa. So we do look at more than just a loan and a
the
loan.
The ribis is because now I have place to borrow money from?
That's the ribis is that I'm making an arrangement that he has a chiyuv to pay me for the usage by allowing me to use his money at some point in time.
Right. But he's doing it, he's not making, there's no interest either direction.
There is, okay, ribis is I'm getting some benefit out of the loan of the money. I'm lending you the money and I'm getting something in return besides the money.
So, but if you don't specify, you're okay.
I don't specify. I don't make any sign. I make a sign. I did him a favor, lend him down the road. He wants to give him a favor. That's fine. But if I make the condition, I'm only lending you on the condition that when I need money, you're going to lend me money. You'll pay me back.
Even if there's nothing specific, it's a general thing. Like
right, but that's
like
my tonight.
Like your godfather would say, one day I'll need a favor.
I mean, that's a little bit over. You know, yeah. Okay, fine.
I mean, that's what happens. I mean, right. He's not to say he has nothing specific in mind, but one day I'll come.
Correct.
So I might come back to you and ask you for something.
Right. So that's awesome. That's awesome.
That's awesome as well. Yeah. Even though there's nothing, he's not pointing to anything.
No. Right.
But
the chiddush over here is so we could have argued then that the hilchos and hilchos Shabbos that should be problematic because now you see we're calling it more than just a loan. It's like a rental. I mean, another way of saying ribis is the rental payment for the usage of your money.
Right, of course.
Right? So, and we're calling this ribis, means it's a rental payment, so then it should be a problem with skiras over here. So let's see the Mishabru.
So is it called Shalom? It's called Sefer, but in terms of Filch Shaman, what is this called?
No, it's called a Shalom.
It's called a Shalom.
Right. It doesn't demote him down from that yet.
So is this also a chachila, only if I later come back and actually ask you for money?
No, it's also the chachila. Right? There's an isser of arranging ribis, even if like most poiskim, there's an isser of the pasuk lo sesimin lo neshech. So Chazal Darshan, there's an isser of arranging the chi of neshech, even if there isn't the payment at the end. There is one sheet that holds it. I think it's a grower which holds it. It's only also if it eventually comes to a payment. Then you're over two lav, and you're over lav for the arrangement. There's clearly a law for the arrangement. The question is that law of usur, even if you never come to the payment or not. Most places can hold yes. Even without any payment, it's still fine. Okay. Sivkat Na'alav, Mutar Lahashel. So the first opinion says, Gzunta Heit, rent it to the goy, give it to him the last thing. You know, Shabbos is at 5:30, you give it to him 5:29, no problem. As long as he's out of your house before Shabbos starts, everything is fine. Well, the Talmud can't send it around where he's leaving with it on Shabbos, then it looks like you're sending him out to do something on Shabbos. That's a problem. But as long as you get it out of there before Shabbos, Gzunta Heit. Hudas Arifa, Ramam, Asirlu, Haratanya. Okay, so what's the case? The Brisa says, Lo Yastra Caleb Lady Yehudi Bear of Shabbos, or Reviva Chamishi is Mutter. So who's that Brisa? So the second opinion says, that Brisa is Beis Hillel, because that's why we give it to him on Chamishi, it's Mutter. So, and even so, there's a new Isser giving it to Bear of Shabbos. The Rif the Rambam say, no, there's no such Gzeira. And the Brisa, which says that it's Osir because of Shisus Caleb. And it's going like Beis Shammai, whom it's Shisus Caleb to Osir. The sphere of the autumn so she says Caleb Kimoy all she says Bahamta. Okay. Now, same way you can't have your animal doing work, your animal has to rest, your Caleb has to rest. Abisilo Sirilahu, she says Caleb, and on the Mitsubola, there's no reason she says Caleb. The fact that your Kaylee, your pot, your plow, whatever it is working, is doing work, not a problem. And we may have mutter the hashul of the haskel kelim a fila bear Shabbos, fila kelim shaytsim behem alocha. So this is, according to the Rif, that Bryce, which says that it's a problem, is going to be Shabbos. We pass on bezilu, so halacha lemais it's mutter. I don't remember the cheshen and the Gemara. Why, according to the Rif and the Rambam, according to Beis Shammai, giving to them on Revi is mutter, unless. You could argue in a case he gives it to Ravi, in a case that it's possible he might return it before Shabbos. So you didn't arrange But I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the cheshbon. I do not remember the Gemara. Okay. Now the separate issue of getting paid for your kelim, the rental for your usage of your kelim on Shabbos. So that's schar Shabbos, and the answer is avlo. Avloi al Shabbos l'chud. I feel you cannot do it only on Shabbos. I feel you must give me tchilas hashavu. Does that have a schar Shabbos? Even if you actually made the arrangement of the loan or the rental, I'm sorry, at the beginning of the week, and he gave you, he took it at the beginning of the week, but if the ranger was, he's taking it to work with it on Shabbos, that's a problem. Nobody argues on that problem. The second opinion is the hot rice, also Mishum Shisus Kalim. El Kuliyama said, this price will look even like Basilu. Even like Basila, which Jesus Caleb is not a problem. You can have your Kaili doing work on Shabbos. This is a different problem. But Tom, the Shekashemoisim, Erev Shabbos, is a Caleb, Shoisim, Malacha, Behem. When he gives over an Erev Shabbos to the Goy, a Kaili, which is used for Malacha, and immediately afterwards the Goy starts doing something with it, Nira, Kemoisim, Malacha, Meshichusa, Shay Yisrael, it looks like the Yid told him to do it. That's also the Mir Lehni Hudi Shus, and this looks like a Mir Yehni Hudi. It's a Mara sign on that. That's also.
He borrows my tractor to plow in his field on Shabbos. How's that
doing for me? Well, the simple understanding is we don't know the whole story, right? The guy came right before Shabbos and took it. Maybe I told him, listen, I need the plow during the week. I'm willing to rent it to you that you should use it on Shabbos. Great. You know what I'm saying, that, right? So when he walks out of my house and starts working on Shabbos, that's what it looks like. Now, V'afal gav l'siman reish din beis siv beis Easter the shorlitin oris la'avdon im chashechom. There's mefeirish halacha later on in siman reish din beis. I have a goyish a tanner, and I give him my hides that he should work on tanning right before Shabbos. And he's going to mamish work with them on Shabbos. And that's mutter. Why is that? Because he's a contractor, and it's a case of kablonis. Then Yehudi adaita denav shekaovid kim shekotis loydomen. Because we set up a payment, a price for the job as opposed to for the hourly work, but for the job as a unit. So that's called, he's a contractor. So now when he's working for his own benefit. So that's why it's mutter over there. But why do you have this problem that it looks like the Jew was telling the guy to work on Shabbos? Zok the Rishon Bruno. The Shani Osim, the Shein Revach Li Yisrael B'masha and Yehudi Oysim B'Shabbos. Over there, the Jew is not taking any money home from what's happening. Over here, the Jew is taking money from the rental home. He says, you know, so he's saying, you know, Mr. Goy, I would like you to use it for, like, you know, Shabbos and Sunday and Monday, so he'll pay me more money, right? Because I get rental out of it. So, I was here as Kalim, Yaduahu Shim Yasta Iman Yehudi Shigishbos Kalim B'Shabbos. He says, you know, don't work on Shabbos. He's not going to pay for that then. So the Jew is benefiting from the fact that the Goy, we're not disallowing Shabbos. So it's like almost like I'm agreeing that I want him to work on Shabbos. So this is how this gezeira works. So the second minion says that kelim which you use for malacha, and they gave an example of a machresha. Now machresha is a type of thing which you're actively using for malacha. What about if you're passively using it for malacha? Gan mechayim mechol kliumnis. Okay, so in the case of the mill, you're working with the mill, or kliumnis, you're taking, you rented, the goy rented the Jew's axe, and he's chopping down a tree, or his carpentry tools, and he's building a building. The kelim is not doing the malacha. a keder shemavashin bo, you have a pot that you're cooking in, or the barrel that you're going through the process of making the beer in it. The barrel is not making the beer. You're not doing malacha with it; it's just happening in it. Silaser kimer hakaponim hani yuri oisa be malacha mechzik teshuchah she yisrael. So what's not a problem? Well, they bought a rabbi and you had a lamuta el kashamaska le cholik metalis a shirt or a talis ke gabla as a kli shein oimid lasted by malacha the mutal haskalo I feel a bear shop. So that's give it to bear shop. That's a problem. The guy's he's renting the tuxedo. Okay, no problem. The only problem is kar shabbos. So you have to do bahav law. Avolitos kar shabbos. The chun I feel a kli shein oimid by malacha shemaska le cheder loder boy also kol yama kamashdi spar the kamam and simin shin vav siftal. So I own a hotel, and I charge rentals for the room. Not doing any malach over there, right? So theoretically, it would be a Skar Shabbos problem. And I charge per day. The reason why it's mutter is because the definition of a day is not the whole Jewish halachic day. So day, Erev Shabbos means includes partially a weekday and partially Shabbos, so there's a havlah on that. And Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, there's a havlah on that. And Echonami, Rav Moshe says, in a case where Motzei Shabbos was a yontif deraisa, Pesach fell out on Motzei Shabbos, or Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos. Right, so you're going to have a 24-hour period from, let's say that's say Shavuos is Erev Shabbos, the first day of Shavuos. That's a Yom Tov Deraisa. There's an Isra of Skar Yom Tov also. So starting from 12:01 a.m. Friday morning, which is during Shavuos, till 12 p.m. Friday night. It's all a time when there's an Isra of Skar. Say Nechonami, you cannot get paid for that day. That would be a problem.
Except the Havlah, no?
Except the Havlah. Right. Right? But if you're renting the hotel room per day, right? So each day is a separate pay. Even if he gives you the money at the end in one action, that's not called Havlah. Because you get a special rate if you rent the whole week's worth. So then he's renting for the week. But over here, he's renting for each day as a separate act of rental. He just happens to pay for them all together. That's not called havlah. Fine. Even to rent out a room, now he says, but this is all talking about, even the Ben Yonah, which is Machmer, that's all talking about if you are renting it. But to lend it is mutter. The Kievan Shein Rebuch Yisrael B'Malachah Zayin Yehudi. Like we said, if the Jew's not getting anything out of it, so why would the Jew have any interest to tell the guy to do it on Shabbos? Lo Yerminon, Lo Yermer Shuchah Shalihu Lezeh. We don't, people will not connect the action of the guy back to the Jew. Okay, Mutter L'Hashalai Filo L'Yermer Shabbos L'Chun, Afilo Kelim Shiasa Ha'en Yehudi Malachah Bem. See, even if you're giving it to them, listen, I need back after Mutter Shabbos. So basically, you're telling the guy to work with it on Shabbos. Yeah, but nobody's going to connect and say, oh, he's doing it for the Jew, because the Jew wants it, like he's doing it because he borrowed it, he needs it. V'loy Amrinan, then he said, in a case where he said, I'll lend to you and you'll lend to me. We don't consider that a case of schemes. V'loy Amrinan, Haino, Shal v'sheinom mashil echinom, he's not lending it to him for free. Kim beschar shiashileno acharkat, like you said, this is a payment. I'm lending it to you on the condition that you'll pay me back with borrowing an item, allowing me to borrow an item from you down the road. Mikomachem kimel havi b'derech skiris mamish loymar etan l'chokach b'kach shkeshet hashileni kli shalcha. It's not the normal statement. Listen, I'll pay you for the usage of the kelim. So shori, so that's permitted. That's the sheet over here. But I'm a real lawful. So the beer law comes out that really he should argue that really should be a problem, and he's he ends up with a tzarchi on the setter. Okay.
On the setter?
Yeah.
Of
even in a case where he says, lend to me and I'll lend to you. If he made it as a tanai, he just says, lend to me, I'll lend to you. He didn't say make it as a tanai. He says, I'm only lending it to you on the condition that you lend to me down the road. Right? So that means
so
then you're paying.
That strongly.
Right, he says in that language, so we're saying over here that since the guy didn't say, I'll pay you for this thing, so even the Jews making a tanai that the loan is contingent upon a counter loan down the road. Right, so the Rambam is saying that's mutter, the Bir Halacha comes out, according to the Gemara, that should be also. Base. Also, lahashal shum kli leina Yehudi b'Shabbos. You cannot give it to the goy on Shabbos, because then when the goy takes it out on Shabbos, that looks like you told in a case where he'll be taking it out. You know, over here, the problem over here is hitzor. The goy's carrying it on Shabbos. We're taking it, doing an act of hitzor. And Mishnah Berurah will discuss. Are we talking about a Kibushas Rab? Are we talking about a Karmelis? What are we talking about? He's carrying it out into a place where there's an Isser. There's no Erev. So, you know, the Goy lives next door to my house. And he's taking it out. He'll go back to his house. Not a problem. But there's no Erev around the city. No Erev around where we live. And the Goy's going to carry it out of my house on Shabbos. So it looks like I'm telling the Goy to carry it on Shabbos. And furthermore, Afilo Erev Shabbos, Imusama L'Chashecha, even an Erev Shabbos, if it's so close to Shkia or to darkness, that kol shein shos lo hitziyah mipesach beisah shalamashal kadam Shabbos, the goy does not have time to take the item, extract the item out of the person's house before Shabbos. It's also mneisha roya sabr she yisrael tzivo lo hitziyah, because the person will see it, will think that the Jew told them to do the act of hitziyah on Shabbos. Okay, fine. So the Mishnah brothers, Vav Shumkli, and I feel a kalim shein oisim by Malacha. What's the feel of David? Again, this is nothing to do with the Malacha issue. The issue over here is the act of carrying it out. So I don't care what you're carrying out, a shirt, you're carrying out a pair of pants, you're carrying out a car, you're carrying out a thread, a needle. I mean a thread, no, it's not visible. I don't know, but saying, but something which would be visible. So no difference. It's also on Shabbos. He's also before Shafilu Erev Shabbos. Him who also on the field limker loy or litzlam matanis. So not only is it also to lend to him, you can't even sell it to him. Come on, Shavur, the come on, Sereshim Beis. If I love, find Shavur, Mashik sell them is it. Even you're selling it to the goy. Since the goy's keli now, but people just see that the goy carrying out a keli from the Jew's house on Shabbos, and they think that the Jew told the goy to carry it out. Kadam chashecha, kadam shetishka achama. We're defining chashecha over here as shkia. They'll think tzivo lo tzir, the chutz rishus rabim. Say, A, we're talking about taking out the rishus rabim. So you see a goy doing an act of hutzor from the Jewish home on Shabbos. Say, gaval nevel, the Jew told the goy to carry something out on Shabbos, do hutzor on Shabbos. Furthermore, the feel of lididan, the less non rishus rabim gemura, even like us, the Magen Avraham of the Taz, which hold, we don't have a bona fide rishus rabim because we don't have 600,000 people going over this area on a regular basis. So it's not a rishus rabim deraisa, because there's a requirement of, besides the size requirement, of the usage requirement, and the shear is equivalent to the people in the midbar, which is 600,000 people. So it's not a rishus rabim, it's all drabonim. Still usher. The mir lak any hudi shvus who are filled with the mil drabonim. So since there's an isser of mir lakum and an isser drabonim of hitzah, there's an isser of doing it in case it will be a maris ayin on that. If the city is walled, many huri gam came dorsham, the goy lives there. Shorla shila kelim shenas b'malocha behen. You're allowed to lend them the kelim. We're not going to do anything within the Shabbos. Malim kolay laskir loy aser af zeh shal yarmus shemakrav hiskalav b'Shabbos. But if people think that you sold it to them now, or you rented it to them now, because they see he's paying you, or they hear about the payment, so they'll think that you did it on Shabbos. That which is ever before, we're not kosher that it, people will not say he's doing it for the shtichas of the Yisrael. That's when the goy took it out before Shabbos. When the goy is taken out on Shabbos and starting to do malacha, then it looks like the Yid told the goy to do malacha. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael,